Talking today with John Sampson of the Midwest Farm Show, folks. And, of course, it's Southern Plains Farm Show time once again for 2012. John, I know you've been rolling all over the fairgrounds. You got lots of folks moving in today and ready for a big three-day event here.
This is the busy time, and it's a lot of fun, boy. This is going to be a great show. Got a great mix of exhibitors. Got something new on the website for everybody. They'll be able to find people. We've got an interactive map on there with exhibitor list. You'll be able to click on a link and go to that and find out where your favorite vendor might be and get a little bit of an idea of what's going on in the show from that standpoint. And, of course, we've got about 290 of the best exhibitors anywhere showing well over 1,000 lines of equipment and services and all kinds of goods and what have you. And as always, you know, it's just a jam-packed weekend.
Now, we've got, of course, quite a few things that will be going on during the course of the show. Starting on Thursday, we've got both our gentle horse training, once again, Scott Daly this year, and I guess what they're going to do, the livestock demonstrations.
Livestock demonstrations at 10:15 tomorrow, and then followed immediately at 11 o'clock by the horse training. We'll do the scholarship competition on Friday morning this year, and that'll be over in the Barn 6 area where the kids will take a look at cattle judging and whatnot. We've got the good folks at Radio Oklahoma Network. You know who those are, I think.
Yeah.
They're sponsoring a great giveaway of the Prefit round pen that Scott Daly is using. You can register at the Radio Oklahoma booth or down at the Prefert or the horse training area that's at the north side of the old parking lot. By gosh, you know, there's just so much going on, it's hard to talk about it all in just a short period of time. But can't forget the herd builder sale either. That's they've got, as of Monday, they had 24 heifers consigned and I think 9 bulls. With more expected, that's going to be in the carriage hall at the east end of the Travel and Transportation Building. As I said, just lots going on all the time, great prizes. You can win a Hustler mower. You can win $1,000 to spend at the show any way you want to. Just all kinds of things. And, of course, along with the horse training, we've got Central State Trailer sponsoring the trailer loading demo that is always interesting to be able to get your horse into the trailer without using the come along wrapped around a tree on the front end of the trailer. So you know, it's just, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great 3 days starting tomorrow.
Now, obviously, one of the things that you've been able to do here at the State Fair Park, you've got parking and of course admission perfectly free.
Absolutely. No reason not to come. We don't charge to get in. We don't charge to park. We do that at every show that we possibly can. And by golly, there's something going on behind us here with some kind of a Scandinavian name on it. But no, everything's free as far as admission and parking are concerned. There's no charge for the general horse training seminars. There's no charge for the cattle equipment demos. Driving down, it was a little bit ahead of the big storm, and thankfully, but I don't think I've seen it this lush in coming down here for 17 years as far as the hay crop is concerned, and lots and lots and lots of calves on the ground.
Obviously, you guys have several shows that you do on an annual basis. As you've gotten around the country this year, What seems to be the attitude of farmers?
They're very optimistic. You know, they're pleased that the economic situation hasn't affected them as adversely as some of the industry segments that are out there. I mean, agriculture and food are basic to basic elements of any economy. Generally, pretty daggone positive. You know, the commodity prices are staying fairly stable. Cattle prices are very good and looking stronger all the time. I mean, I've I'm hearing about 400 pounders going for $800, and that's unheard of, but in my lifetime anyway. But by golly, it just things look good for people in production agriculture at this point.
John Sampson with Midwest Farm Shows, the owners of the Southern Plains Farm Show, running Thursday, Friday, Saturday, State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.